Well, Democratic Party politics in the US got fiery today as a new face took to the stage. The former New York mayor and former Republican, Michael Bloomberg, came under heavy attack in his first appearance in the party's televised debates as the race continues for a candidate to challenge Donald Trump in November. His rivals attacked him for everything from his wealth to his record on race and allegations of sexual discrimination. Senator Elizabeth Warren, another candidate, leapt out of the blocks.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk. Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another.
Senator Elizabeth Warren on fire there. Well, Bloomberg entered the race late in November and has surged in the polls because he spent hundreds of millions of his own dollars on glittering television ads. Here's how he responded.
And I'm a philanthropist who didn't inherit his money, but made his money. And I'm spending that money to get rid of Donald Trump, the worst president we have ever had. And if I can get that done, it will be a great contribution to America and to my kids.
Well, let's see how our North America correspondent James Glenday viewed the action. James, Michael Bloomberg, very defensive today. Elizabeth Warren, in particular, laid into him. How did Bloomberg come out of this?
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren certainly had the biggest go at him, that's for sure. She desperately needed some momentum today to try to restart her campaign. But overall, you'd have to say this wasn't a great night for Michael Bloomberg. He stumbled quite badly when asked about some pretty predictable topics, his tax records, his business dealings, and in particular, comments he's allegedly made about women. This was a chance for him to look like a president on a nationally televised platform and really try to continue to build on his fairly spectacular surge in support that he's received over the past couple of weeks. But that didn't happen. However, having said that, it's also worth noting that he is one of the world's richest men. He qualified for this debate largely on the back of unprecedented advertising spending. I mean, he could spend a couple of billion dollars and go as long as he wants. And not everyone pays attention to these debates, so you certainly couldn't write him off after tonight's fairly disappointing performance.
And what about Bernie Sanders? I mean, he's kind of floated above it all, really, but he's a self-declared democratic socialist among six moderate contenders, essentially. Did anyone take on Bernie Sanders today?
Bernie Sanders didn't escape entirely unscathed, but he did sit back. He's in this unusual position for him where he now looks like a clear front runner. He's only attracting maybe at best 30% of the support nationally, but in a race where there are six candidates and one's on 30 and all the others are around 15, the person who's on 30 is eventually going to win. And although there are a lot of Democrats who really want to do whatever they can to stop Bernie Sanders winning the Democratic Party's nomination, time is pretty rapidly running out. You would have to say that right now he is in the box seat unless something drastically changes. And it's going to be really fascinating with how the rest of the party deals with that now over the next little bit, because tonight Bernie Sanders, who usually interrupts, kind of jumps in the middle of debates, was pretty animated at the very start and then was content to kind of sit back and let it pass him by, because he doesn't need to make the running. Where he's pretty happy. His campaign probably a few months ago when he had a heart attack probably wouldn't have predicted that he'd be in such a strong position.
But is he electable? I think that's one of the points that Pete Buttigieg was making coming from behind in this race about Sanders and also about Mike Bloomberg.
It's a fascinating question. And we get asked a lot about, policies and why aren't we talking about policies in this race and the different positions candidates have. This race is not really about policy. There's really one question all Democrats are asking. Who can best beat Donald Trump? Bernie Sanders supporters are kind of interested in changing the capitalist system in the United States and things like that. But the main question is electability. Bernie Sanders supporters point to some national polls that compare him to Donald Trump and say that those polls suggest that he can win. And Michael Bloomberg supporters say, look at his war chest. He can outspend Trump. Trump 3-4 times over. He can blitz key states. He can do what no other Democratic candidate can do and call on this massive kind of endless war chest, and therefore they believe he is the best person to take on Donald Trump. But there's a huge caveat to that. Those polls that are kind of favourable for the Democrats at the moment don't take into account these very, very divisive, bruising debates. No one escaped tonight's debate in Nevada without a bit of a black eye. And the longer this drags out, the more vicious it becomes, then, of course, the better that is for an incumbent president who has a pretty strong economy on which he's going to campaign.
James Glenday, thank you very much.